From the splendour of that great cathedral, I've moved maybe a third of a mile outside the city walls, and I'm now at what looks like a small parish church surrounded by a graveyard. And here I've come to meet Paul Bennett, who's the director of the Canterbury Archaeological Trust, and Martin Taylor, the author of The Cradle of Christianity. Martin, why have I left the cathedral and come here? Is this where the story of Christianity in Canterbury begins?
Yes, it is, because this is where Augustine established his mission. He came here because the Queen of Kent, Bertha, was a Frankish princess who married Prince Ethelbert, who became King of Kent.
So she brought her Christianity with her, did she?
She came here. She was the first post-Roman Christian presence that we know of among the English. And she worshipped in this church, and when Augustine came, no doubt he was welcomed because there was a Christian queen here. So this is where the conversion of England started.
So Augustine came here, presumably because he thought he could get a friendly reception from a Christian princess or a Christian queen. What did he do when he got here?
Well, the king welcomed him, and he allowed him to set up his mission and to preach freely. And it's our opinion that the change of religion for the most powerful king in England at that time was a huge step. And it probably took 2 or 3 years before he made this momentous change. And it's our view that the nave, which you see here, was actually built in that period to accommodate the large number of converts that would have come to the mission.
So was this the only Christian church in England at that time?
Yes, almost. Well, only in the eastern side. Of course, there were Christians still in the western side of England, in Wales and up in the north.
So was this built then originally as a Christian church, and was it as big as it is today?
Well, no, it's probably the core of it is a Roman mausoleum. We know from various excavations that there are cemeteries here, and it's quite likely that here, quite close to the line of the Roman road, was a masonry mausoleum for a burial, for a prestigious late Roman burial. And it's the shell of that building that was then perhaps converted into a church or chapel for Bertha, for her chaplain, Lewithard, and no doubt Ethelbert came here as well once he had been converted after 601.